Blackstone Audio presents Brendan by Nicole Edwards. This book is read by Genevieve Lawton, Rock Engel, Tad Branson, and Jameson Adams. The Walker Brothers, Caleb, Zane, Travis, Ethan, Braden, Sawyer, and Brendan. You've changed my world in so many ways, and I am eternally grateful. This series has brought me so much happiness, but it has also made me sad, giddy, frustrated, thrilled, angry, delighted, delirious, ecstatic, excited. I think you get the point. It's been a quick moving roller coaster ride, which is why I'm dedicating this one to the 7 fictional men who will forever be a huge part of me. Prologue. 7 years ago. Cheyenne Montgomery was nervous. As much, as if not more than, the last time she'd played in a small backwoods redneck bar just a couple of months earlier. At 18, barely 6 months out of high school, it wasn't easy for her to get onto the stage, something she'd learned through a lot of hard work and repeated rejection at an early age. In fact, it was usually downright impossible. But the rather unruly owner of this little hole in the wall had been willing to give her a chance, and here she was.
Hey, y'all. My name's, Cheyenne Montgomery. Thanks for having me.
Come on, sweet cheeks, get on with it, someone hollered from the crowd.
Nodding, Cheyenne swallowed hard. After making her introduction to the crowd, albeit timidly, Cheyenne launched right into her first song. She'd taken to playing covers of incredible artists like Faith Hill, Miranda Lambert, and even Reba McEntire. Not because people had told her that she sounded like them, but because they were her favorites. The band accompanying her, the only people who'd been half-ass nice to her since she arrived, was brilliant, and she was grateful to them for agreeing to back her up tonight. She was doing this for free, which meant they were too. Well, technically, she guessed they were all doing it for their joint love of music. When she finished her first song, Cheyenne glanced out at the scattered faces in front of her, forcing her smile to stay on her lips. Her hands were shaking, and she was sure if anyone in the threadbare crowd looked close enough, they'd notice. Not that she had to worry about that. No one seemed to be paying her much attention, which wasn't all that surprising. At the little dives like this one, she didn't generally see much interest in what she did. Well, except for one drunk old guy.
Hey, honey!
Sample complete. Ready to continue?